Business as usual, new UK PM to import even more migrants despite inter-ethnic violence. By Jack Montgomery on September 26, 2022. Prime Minister Liz Truss is set to further accelerate mass immigration in the name of GDP growth. Despite visas already being issued at record levels and communal violence between Muslims and Hindus in English cities. Truss has an unusual political background, having first been a leftist Liberal Democrat, then an anti-Brexit minister in the Conservative Party government of David Cameron, and finally the supposedly right-wing candidate favored by Brexiteer MPs to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative leader. Her decision to embrace even more immigration, opposed by most Conservative voters, is nothing new. However, with party grandee George Osborne having revealed after the Brexit referendum that senior Tories never intended to keep election promises, fully dropped by open borders Boris in 2019, to reduce immigration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands. The Times reports that the Truss's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, appears to share her belief in Treasury orthodoxy that migration is good for growth. The new Home Secretary Suella Braverman is reportedly gearing up for a fight with Truss over border control, but in a battle between Prime Minister and Treasury against Home Secretary. Assuming this challenge isn't just for show, it seems unlikely that Braverman is likely to prevail. Immigration has added 7 million people to the population in 20 years. So why are we all not richer? Complained Migration Watch, Britain's leading migration skeptic think tank, of Truss's plan. It's all very well to have a bigger cake driven by cheap labor, but what's the point if we each end up with a smaller slice? Speaking on the subject at more length on Talk TV, the chairman of Migration Watch, Alp Mamont, said the move to further boost mass immigration was shocking coming from a Conservative government. Although, as Migration Watch has itself documented, the Conservatives have been increasing immigration for well over a decade by now. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has stressed that immigration running legally and illegally at current levels has an impact beyond the economic, undermining social cohesion. I'll be condemned for saying this. But, with mass immigration, you break down our communities. You break down the civilized order that we've been used to. You have a recipe for lawlessness, a recipe for an unhappy society, he warned. There is no prospect, no hope of community cohesion, of integration actually going on. Some evidence of this has been seen in Leicester and other urban centers in the Midlands over recent weeks, with Muslims chanting Allahu Akbar and Hindus chanting Jai Shri Ram, clashing in English streets over issues on the Indian subcontinent. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.